Thank you, Honorable Speaker. Honorable Speaker, I wish to move a motion that this House adopt the report of the Liaison Committee on the budget estimate for the revenue and expenditure of Embu County Government for the year or for the financial year 2020-2021, tabled in this Assembly on 22nd July 2020. Honorable Speaker, I want to be very brief because of the regulations by the government and the Ministry of Health protocols. Honorable Speaker, we should not forget that we are still working under very tough conditions, and as we can see, the numbers are really moving up, and some of the our assemblies have been closed, and so we don't want to go to that direction. We want to remain safe and healthy as we have been. Honorable Speaker, Section 131, subsection 1 of the Public Finance Management Act 2012 establishes a committee of the County Assembly which shall discuss and review the estimates and the recommendations of the County Assembly in the regard to standing order number 200 of the County Assembly of Embu. The second edition provides for a select committee mandated to investigate, inquire into, and report all matters related to coordination, control, and monitoring of the county budget, and to discuss and review estimates and make recommendations to the County Assembly. Honorable Speaker, through a motion adopted in this Assembly on 5th February 2019, the Liaison Committee was assigned the functions above. Honorable Speaker, the Embu County Government program-based budget estimate for the financial year 2020-2021 was submitted to the County Assembly on 28th April 2020. The estimates were tabled in the Assembly on 23rd June 2020 and subsequently committed to the sectoral committees in line to standing order number 2223 for the County Assembly of Embu standing orders, which provides that upon being laid before the County Assembly, the estimate shall be deemed to have been committed to each sectoral committee without question being put for each of the subcommittee to deliberate upon according to their respective mandates. Honorable Speaker, considering that we are really under very stressful conditions, we had a committee of the whole House, and we allowed the sectoral committees to make their submissions, where we summoned the CCs and the CEOs and the directors and the officers that we thought could give us some information so that we are able to capture the best for this department. Honorable Speaker, for the first time in history, we were able to summon and to invite all the med soups in all the level 4 hospital, including Gategi Health Center, Kairuru Health Center, and also Kiritiri, med soups from Kianjokoma level 4, Runyenges level 4, Ishiara level 4, and Siakago. And Honorable Speaker, we wanted to address as the Liaison Committee, it is the aspect of our people getting very poor services in those level 4s. And we said we don't want to deal with the CEC, wanted to deal with the person on the ground. And we gave them an opportunity so that they present a budget that they feel they'll be comfortable to utilize. And we have done that, Honorable Speaker, and I'm sure the members can go through the report. And we've considered quite good amount of money to address three things. One is the non-farms. You don't want to hear the story that there are no films, there are no bandages, there are no gloves. Honorable Speaker, in our level 4s, we also addressed the issue of food rations. We don't want to hear the stories that our patients are only taking ugali and dengu for a month, Honorable Speaker. We don't want to hear a story that our lactating mothers in the level 5, in the level 4s, they can only take the black tea. Honorable Speaker, we have provided enough funds. And this committee, the Liaison Committee, because we are committed to make sure we fix the health, we are ready to make even to have a supplementary budget, because this is just an estimate. You don't know the flow of the patient. You don't know today there are two patients. You don't know tomorrow how many patients will visit that facility. Honorable Speaker, that is why we are very keen. We provided all these funds. And we have also considered the level threes, the health centers, and the dispensaries through Dandinda and other conditional grants. So that, Honorable Speaker, once we fix the health, we'll be sure that we are able to ask our people now to grow the economy, because a sick person cannot grow economy. We cannot recover our economy when our people are dying, when people are ailing, when generation, the people that should be the drivers of the economy are sick, are weak, Honorable Speaker. But Honorable Speaker, on that note, we want to issue a warning once again. And we've done this before. We will be the liaison committee, together with the Committee of Health, will make a follow-up of these funds to the last coin. We will not provide funds and leave it at the masses of people who don't care about Mwananchi. We will follow them. We will follow in Siakago. We will follow in Gategi. We will follow in Runyanjes. We will follow in Kianjokoma, in Kairore. Honorable Speaker, in level 5, we will follow to the last coin so that the overpricing can be addressed. I said there can never be enough money for the greedy people. No matter how much you provide, there will never be enough, because the more you provide, the higher the pricing and the appetites, the salivas will just be pouring, because now there are so much. I know some are waiting to hear how much you have proved. You will check, nanivams, 30 million, now the saliva, the appetites. They start building the appetite. We will deal with them ruthlessly. We must fix the health, Honorable Speaker. Honorable Speaker, we have said, I'll just summarize, and I want to give just a summary of our resource basket. But before then, allow me to appreciate the members of the liaison committee. We invited them, and they know how much we've struggled, because budget process is a very political process, and it is a process that requires a lot of checks and balances and a lot of consultations, and where there are so many competing needs and the resources are very scarce. And therefore, we had to make sure that everybody feels comfortable. And I said the other day, when the governor presented the request by the ministry on COVID, that we are guided by two principles. One is the governor's priorities, because governor is exiting, and he wants to leave a legacy. And therefore, we must make sure the governor leaves the legacy, so that the people will be remembering them. The other principle, Honorable Speaker, is about the members' ability of the members to fix the small things on the ground, so that they can be able to have confidence facing the electorate come 2022, so that when they ask the members, when my colleague and my friend Honorable Mukavi steps in Kenya North, you'll be able to count 1, 2, 3 things that he has been able to do, and the electorate will resonate with him, and will be given another chance to lead. When the Honorable Mwaruko steps in Mwea, when Honorable Mumenji Karish steps in Mumenji, when Honorable Rugendo steps in Kagari North, when the majority leader says, give me another term, I retire and prepare another person, because he's growing old, Honorable Speaker, together with the Honorable Mwajuma and the others that are not supposed to be here, the Honorable Kobole, he may want another chance so that he can now prepare a young person to take over. Honorable Speaker, the members will listen, the electorate will listen to them. When the Honorable Mwadi steps in Dawa and tells the people that have been able to bring this, the people will listen it, because they will see and they will have seen what you've done. So, Honorable Speaker, those are the two critical principles that we have said as the committee we are going to check, Honorable Speaker. Honorable Speaker, allow me to give a summary of our resource basket. It is also worth to note that even as we undertook this budget, we are aware that the Senate, they are yet to agree on the sharing formula.
Mr. Speaker.